You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
How do I relate better to people? How do I relate better to people? So, to give you an exact answer, I would have to ask you a couple more questions, because there's two ways of kind of non-relating. There's the, I'm a superstar and I rock a, you know, four-finger diamond rings, and I'm riding around with a chandelier in my car and no one can relate to me because I'm so wealthy. And then there's the more common one of, I just struggle talking to people. I have some social anxiety. So I'm going to go that route, because I'm going to assume that's more your question. You don't have the wine chiller in the Lambo. And so we're going to go that route. And so first step, I would suggest read Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. It's funny to me that there needs to be a version of How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age. And because there is a version. And some people say, oh, you got to get the digital age, right? And so if you're looking at communicating with human beings face to face, and that it needs to be different, and it's a whole new skill set of how to talk to humans using social media, then you're not viewing social media the right way. Okay, social media is an extension of communication, of communicating specifically to human beings. And so if you see, yeah, man, when I'm talking to, you know, people over here, I'm fine, but man, when I get on that Facebook, I get all weirds, then you're not really looking at social media the right way. Social media is an extension, okay? It's the string with a can on it. Hey, what's up, dude? Right? It's the string with a can on it in a more efficient manner, in a more leveraged manner. And so same humans are on the other side of those screens. And it always kind of bugs me when you meet someone and they're like, wow, they're like super cool, man. Hey, I'll catch up with you later. Let's connect on Facebook. You connect on Facebook with them and they're like, you're like, who is this person? There are people that are like super cool, super hip, and you know, fun to be around. And then you get on social media and you're like, what the hell's going on here, man? This person's a little crazy. And so it's interesting to me, because social media is just an extension of human communication. And so how you would interact at a cocktail party, how you would interact on social media, it's really not, it's not some, whoa, I'm in a different world here, man. Now, if social media tapped into, Titan, right? Some other planet, right? Or it tied into, Krakos, right? It tied into some, Krypton. It tied into some other planet. And these people walk around and they communicate through binary, or they're just different and weird, and we don't fully understand their culture or society. Then okay, read How to Win Friends and Influence People in an interplanetary, galactic, universal way. But it's human beings. They still do the same thing. They still want the same thing. They still have the same desires. They still have the same things that hold them up. They have the same things that they procrastinate over. They have the same things that they struggle with as the people you meet face to face. Okay, it's in a more efficient and more leveraged manner, but still human beings sitting on the couch, right, and their Facebooks, right, in yoga pants. And so that, I don't know why I went on that little rant, but the whole thing was, read the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I'll tell you, I, over the years, and I've actually determined different dimensions of it. So when I started my, career, like at the age of 19, when I got into, or actually 18, I got into sales. I really didn't see that as a career back then. I was just kind of like, I'm making money and I got to pay the bills, because I got, at that point had one kid on the way, right? And so when I officially started my career, which was, making, $8.50 an hour at Sony Corporation in Fort Myers, and working the graveyard shift, going through my Microsoft training to try to get all smartsies. And I had major social anxiety. And so it was a little weird for me to even have a conversation, unless that conversation was very instructional. So if someone was like, hey, I need you to do this, this, and this, I'd be like, okay, I can do that. But if it's like, hey, how are you today? I'm like, I, oh, good, I guess. Did you need me to do anything, right? I struggled to relate with people. I struggled with social anxiety. And if I was on a mission, like if you put me on, you know, like I was a telemarketer at 18, you put me on the phone to sell something, that I could do. You put me in a social situation and I get a little weird, right? And so I used to read, or sometimes I would listen to, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie every year, like year after year. I mean, I probably listened to that or read that thing for probably 5 years in a row. And I want to go back and read it again because I've chipped away. So I got to where I can show up in society without looking like an alien, right? So I count a major milestone. Right? Show them society, don't look like you're from Krypton, right? Or Titan or something else, right? And so step one, right? Don't give off that you're from another planet. Hello, how are you today, right? So that's step one. Milestone number one, how to not look friggin' weird when you're talking in a social situation. So I got that milestone. I got it nailed. And then it got, I discovered actually this past year that I had another level of social anxiety that I kind of struggled with. And so, you know, I did some kind of, you know, spiritual journey stuff, and I did all kinds of other uncovering and what they would call cracking the shell of eliminating some things that happened to me in my past where I felt very judged. And there were some social situations in high school specifically where I felt very judged, and I felt like it wasn't okay to be me, right? And so I kind of cracked the shell and I worked at that. So I've gotten better at that. Still not 100%, still not perfect. But going all the way back here, step one, if you want to better relate with people, read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Step number two, if you want to relate to people, if you want to relate better with people in regards to business, then I would get the book by Bob Berg. He's got a lot of maybe even more popular books, but my favorite book of his is Endless Referrals. And for those of you who aren't aware of who Bob Berg is, he's amazing, he's incredible. I literally built my real estate business from that book, Endless Referrals. And the whole concept, but you should still read it, don't just say, oh no, I know the concept. The whole concept is for you to ask more questions. It's for you to ask more questions and you to show more gratitude. It's really a 1-2 punch. You know, so like thank you notes and things like that. And so Endless Referrals by Bob Berg, fantastic. Those of you who are rank makers, watch the interview I did with Bob Berg in the group. It's boom. It was so good, man. Such a good interview. It's only in rank makers. Go into rank makers, search Bob Berg. It is next level, man. And if you want to relate more with people, if you want to really understand how people think and how you can get more people interested in your business without being sleazy, slimy, weird, chasey, baggy, buggy, then watch that interview inside of Rank Makers. I mean, those two things, and also just understand that your secret weapon is vulnerability. See, people that can't relate with people, they think that, well, I got to create success then. You know what? I can't relate with people, so I'm just going to create massive success, and then y'all will join me. That can actually be counter to, you know, that can actually counter what you're talking about. Vulnerability is a secret weapon. And so I'll tell you, my career, my audience, my, you know, I don't like calling it this, but my following, if you will, skyrocketed when I came out and said, hey guys, I got something to admit to you. And that's the fact that, you know, I went through foreclosure. I'm not proud of it, but you know, in the real estate market, I did really good until I didn't. And you know, when I got serious about network marketing, I was $1 million in debt, in person foreclosure, being chased by bill collectors. The first, probably 200 videos that I shot were in a house that I was in foreclosure in. There were times I was shooting a video on, hey guys, here's how you explode your network marketing business, and there's knocking at the door that you can hear in the video of the guy trying to serve me papers. And so when I got over myself and the ego that I had of, you know, let me look perfect, man. Let me make sure these guys think I'm Superman, walk on water. When I got rid of that, there's kids on here, so I'm not going to say it, but when I got rid of that BS and I bared my soul, I said, hey, look, I got battle scars. You know, here's where I've been stabbed. Here's where I've been shot. Here's where I've been kicked in the teeth. Here's where I've been punched, right? When I opened up and I said, here's my battle wounds, when I was willing to say that I struggle with social anxiety, that, you know, there's a time in my life I was suicidal. There's a time in my life where I was dead broke twice, actually. There's a time in my life where I was personal foreclosure, had child abuse as a kid, had drug abuse as a teen. And so when I opened up my wounds and I said, hey guys, here's the reality, like it or not. And did some people judge? Sure. But those are people I don't want around me anyway. It's like, it's actually a win-win. So if you share, if you bear your wounds, if you bear your battle scars, if you bear, you know, the things that you're struggling with, that you're working toward, right? It's not just a bitch session, right? It's not just, here's how bad off I am. And you say that every day. No one wants to follow that. No one wants the rags to rags story. But if you're willing to share and bear your skin, man, and say, hey, here's where I was cut. Here's where I was kicked, right? Here's a broken rib, right? You're willing to share your financial woes, your spiritual woes, your relationship woes, all of those different things. When you're willing to share that, two great things happen. One, the people that are judgmental and just crappy, vampire-like energy that you don't want around you anyway, well, they escalate. They escalate their hatred, right? They escalate because, you know what? They would never be brave enough to bear their soul. They would never be brave enough to share their wounds because they're walking around trying to look good, right? Let me look good to everybody. Oh, how am I doing? I'm doing fantastically. Right? They're walking around, everybody trying to look good. Let me look good, babies. Over here? Nothing wrong over here, man. Right? Which is baloney. We all got our own screw-ups. We're all screwed up, man. In some way, shape, or form, we all got some stuff going on, or we've had stuff going on. And so, it's a win-win. So if someone judges you and says, oh, well, I don't think you should be sharing it, right? You say, cool. Bye, Felicia. See you later. Right? I gotta go. I gotta go where I'm celebrated, not tolerated. And so that's win-win. And number two, people are searching for real. They're searching for real people, man. They're not just looking to be impressed. Like, woo, this person is such a good speaker, right? They're not looking to be impressed. They're looking for real. Who's actually real? Who's actually authentic? Who's actually, you know, going to tell you the stuff that, you know, not just you want to hear, but maybe you need to hear? Who's going to share their bumps and bruises along the battlefield that they've had? And those people will be attracted to you like crazy. And so if you want to better relate with people, be willing to be vulnerable. Be willing to share those battle wounds. And so, recap, how to win friends and influence people. I would read it every year if you struggle with relating with people like I did for 5 years. I would read Endless Referrals by Bob Berg. If you're in Rank Makers, then go in there, search for Bob Berg, find the interview because it's next level. It's amazing. It's got some great communication advice and great business advice in there. It's a great interview. And then number three, be willing to be vulnerable. And so there you go. I hope that was helpful to you.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.